الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله انشاءاللہ تعالی کل سے عصر کی نماز 5:30 ہوگی انشاءاللہ تعالی فرام ٹمورو دا عصر صلاح ول بی ٹیکنگ پلیس ایٹ 5:30 اور ابھی جامعہ ریاض الصالحات کا چندہ ہے تمام حضرات سے گزارش کی جاتی ہے کہ وہ ضرور اپنے زکوٰۃ صدقات اللہ سے تعاون کر کے جائے And inshallah ta'ala, after the remaining dua, Mullah Rizwan Kaji Damat Barakatuhum will be imparting a lecture. All brothers are requested to participate. Inshallah ta'ala, it will be very beneficial. Bismillah ar-Rahman. برحمتك يا رحمة
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Whenever a person becomes involved in any action, as we reach the end of the action, like we're reaching the end of Ramadan, so normally a person becomes excited and he says, I'm almost done. Just like how a child when he's studying in school and he feels that the end of the year is coming, I'm almost done. But the father who spends so much money for him in studying, he's not going to ask him, are you almost done the course? He is going to ask him, are you going to get the certificate after the course? Because if the boy finishes the course, he was there for 1 year, but he put so much of money for him to graduate. And when that report comes, then they just say that he was in the class. In Darul Uloom Azadwal, there was a time where, in all madaris, there was a time where normally you worry about marks. But then there'll always be some students who Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has made them such that marks is not their stuff. Meaning they'll study they'll be in madrasa, but being a good student is like hard. So you'll get one student who'll have mumtaz, that's called a grade. Mumtaz, master, very good. Then you get jayid. Jayid means well done. Now after that, the madaris don't want to say failed, because the father put his class son in the class and for 1 year, 2 years, so many years. And now he comes out and they say, we can't give him a certificate. So the mashura takes place. Now what do we put? What do we write there? You can't write mumtaz. You can't write jayid. Very good. Well done. And you don't want to write failed. I mean, at least the boy 1 year he sat in the class. Some of them sat. Some of them slept in class. So finally they came up with one word. It's called sharaka fil imtihan. Sharaka fil imtihan means he also took part in the exam. He also took part. Now a normal man will look, he'll say, Morana, where's your certificate? He'll say, here's my certificate. He'll see the sharaka fil imtihan. He'll say, very good, very good. Whatever the mark was, nobody spoke about that. As long as he sat there. Imtihan time came, we saw him there. Sharaka. But nobody will be happy if you tell him the translation. Your son was also in the imtihan. He'll say, what was his result? He'll say, don't ask. Why ask? Make you sad. Person will not be happy. Especially if something after is based on this. Now imagine we fast for 30 days. But there was supposed to be something we're supposed to get after it. And after the first 30 days, we never got it. Well, a person not really feel that 30 days of fast my Allah wanted me to get. And I never got it. It is thus that we are going to now to try to explain that what is that that we have to see, did we get? And if we at the moment have not got it, then we have to make an effort that we have to get it. Allah Tabarakala starts the command of fasting when he says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. That I have brought fasting upon you, like how I brought it upon many people before you. I have a hope that at the end of the 30 days, you can acquire a gift called taqwa. So this we would have heard many a time in a bayan. Taqwa is what you have to get. Normally the word taqwa is a very open word. After the command of fasting, Allah Tabaruk Tala makes laws, mentions laws of fasting. And then again, Allah Tabaruk Tala brings it at the ending, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That's so that you can get taqwa. The next verse that comes. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ بِالْإِثْمِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Tabaruk Tala gives a command here. This command is, O people of Iman. This is a very unique command that comes after fasting. This command got to do with wealth. Some scholars wrote so beautifully, after 30 days of fast, what's supposed to be created? What's the meaning of taqwa? And where will you see taqwa? They say you will see it in a person's dealing in his wealth. The result of fasting is supposed to be akhlaq. Can character be created? Akhlaq-e hamida, beautiful character. And beautiful character, where you see it? You see beautiful character when a man is tested with that which he loves. At that time, the nature of a person comes out. If he got an animal nature comes out. An animal nature, you'll see in an animal. That animal behaves so nicely with its boss, master. We live in the world of animals. South Africa got animals both ways. Meaning we got real animals and we have people who act like animals. When they go wild, they want to kill, you say you're worse than an animal. But in the world of animals, a person who's taking you to see lions, we enter a place where they got lions, one person is joking at the back because everything is open, there's no windows. The door is like quite close to the ground. Before going in the car, he tells the young boy that you rather sit at the back. Just know the lion will jump inside. And the young boy laughs. He jumps in the front. Now they drive. They come to the gate. But at the gate, someone is laughing at the back. Let's go inside. And then the driver says, that's where we're going. And everyone starts laughing. And then he sees the gate opening. And then the one person says, you must be kidding. Kidding means joking. So the gate opens and he drives in and then that gate closes. And then the second gate starts opening up. And now all the laughter in that car is just gone. Like everyone is quiet. Now no one is even saying, are you really going in? It's just quiet because you're already in. You're already in. And that small boy who was in the front was making the most noise. He is the most chup. It happened his mother was a Muslim. So she was making dua like anything. Because she's sitting behind him. But she's still a little high. Poor boy, he's quite low. Quite low means when the lioness stands, the head of the lioness is in line with the head of this boy. And in between is a door with no window. Now you can understand the mummy's dua. So the man drives, and he even drives into the pack. So he makes them jump. Now there are lions behind the car, on the side of the car, and one lioness looking at the boy's headless. And everyone is dead silent. No one is even looking at the lions behind us because you're just looking at the ones in front of you. No one is moving. The first time I saw a scene where you don't have to tell even aunties keep quiet. Everyone is quiet. Everyone is quiet. And the man then stays there for that 1 minute. And that lioness is like the irritated one because they were like pushed out of their way. And that small boy is like not moving. He's not looking this way, he's looking that way. Like, until the man started driving and you just see everyone started like breathing again. And then someone asked the man, what happened if that lioness decided to just enter? So he said, I got my pepper spray. I don't know if you know what pepper spray is. One pepper spray and a whole pack of lions, where it's going to work? Where it's going to work? But when he will come out, they'll explain that, you see, the lions have been fed. As long as you feed them, they're full. When they're full, their nature won't come out. But take those people in when the lions are hungry. And then, if they don't go for the young boy, they'll go for the man with the pepper spray also. They're hungry. Their anger comes out when they're irritated. When a lion is hungry, the man who throws the meat, if he mistakenly slips, they'll go for him also. Now their nature comes out. Your nature comes out when something is in front of you which you love. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, after speaking about fasting, 30 days of fasting. During the fast, the laws are given. When must you eat? When must you not eat? How you must hold yourself? Kulu washrabu. I allow you to eat. I allow you to drink. As soon as you see dawn, stop. This is exactly how they prepare an animal. They teach an animal, eat now, don't eat now. Eat now, don't eat now. The animal is taught obedience, obedience, obedience. But an animal, no matter how much you teach it, you can train it till the end. An animal is an animal. The day that animal's hunger gets the better of him, he's not going to remember his years of lessons. And he'll go for his master. He'll go. But Allah Tabarak Ta'ala doesn't want me and you to behave like animals. For us, he put us on a level higher than even angels. Higher than even angels. But he did say, "Kal an'ami bal hum adall." That there will be some people who will remain like animals. Rather, they'll become worse than animals. Worse. Ramadan was to teach me and you, you're not an animal. 30 days training. You can't get trained for nothing. 30 days is training for something. لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل. Now Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, now see your character. You are going to be tested with wealth. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, in a batil manner, don't go and eat the wealth of others. لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل. The test of man is what he loves. Inheritance will be brought. They'll say, Sheikh, you are a pious man. Which Sheikh is ever pious? When it comes to wealth, everyone's piety disappears. Everyone's piety. Sheikh, what's the ruling of the lottery? Haram. Somebody else comes and says, Sheikh, you know what? You won the lottery. He says, that other mufti gave permission. Gave permission. Laws will change. When wealth enters, a man who knew the name of Allah, Bal'am bin Ba'ura, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. Allah Ta'ala says, tell them the incident of someone who we taught our name. He knew the name of Allah and the manner to say that name. It is called Ism-e A'zam, the great name of Allah, and the manner to say it, that your needs are fulfilled immediately. They knew he knows it. And when he learnt it, he was taught, do not ever use it for the things of this world. Now they come to him and say, make dua against Nabi Musa. He says, you can't do that. This is asking Allah against his own. You can't. Fatwa was given. How can you do it? And then they put the world in front of him. A beautiful woman or wealth. That's what man wants. At that time, your animal quality comes out. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, he slid out of the name of Allah. Like how a snake comes out of its skin. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan made him his follower. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا. We could have taken him so high with the name of Allah. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. But he wanted the world. He wanted the world. 30 days of fasting was to say, create within yourself something called أَخْلَاقِ حَمِيدَ. But what is أَخْلَاقِ حَمِيدَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Everyone otherwise says, my character. Very good character. Where you hear the word character? The girl writes a letter. This boy came to see me. Mashallah, he got very good character. How you know he got good character? Good character is tested when the test comes. Not he comes, he sits in front of you, your mother brings tea, you him sitting, you sitting, he's smiling, you smiling. You say, mashallah, how nice character. He says, she got akhlaqiya, jamila, hamida. How do you know? You say, character is tested when anger comes. Character is tested when wealth comes. Now you made him angry. Now you made her angry. Then you see, does the person have beautiful character or they spoilt in the character? You can't have it in a meeting. In a meeting you can't see. Anger shows it. When a person gets angry, does it mean good character? You don't ever get angry. Everyone gets angry. But a person of good character, he got angry. When you see someone getting angry, don't say rotten character. Anger, everyone got anger. But after the anger, how long it takes to cool down? How long it takes to come and ask, I am sorry? Now you say your character is good. Your character is good. You got angry, but you came, you are a man. You got angry, but you came and told the person, let's forget the fight. You got good character. Another man, you say him, he's always quiet. Always. Very biased. Say he never gets angry. One day he gets angry like a volcano. But now he takes 30 years to sort out the problem. You say your character is terrible. That you got angry. Sort it out now. Finish. Ulama have written Laylatul Qadr, where everyone knows it as the night of Ibadat. They said the Salaf, the pious, would say it is the night, not of one night, But it is the night to sort out your life. That if your fights have not been sorted out, at least on the night of value, sorted out. Otherwise, in front of Allah, you have no value. It is called Al-Qadr, the night of value. They said after the last 10 nights of Ramadan, where now everyone saying, I'm looking for value. It's called the night of value. Some people translate it as the night of power. That's a very loose translation, a weak translation. It doesn't fit in with the word Qadr. Qadr fits in with the word Taqdeer. It's a night of decisions. It's a night of value. Qadr. It's not a night of power. So value. What makes a person get value in the eyes of Allah? Same like how you get value in this world. How you get value in this world? When two people are wrestling, who gets value? Normally you will say the one who put the other one down, he got value. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Layshad sadidu bi surah." That in the eyes of Almighty Allah, the man who knocks somebody down, he's not the man of value. He said, the man of value is الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. A man who will be able to control himself when he's angry. They say the great scholar of Islam, Junaid al-Baghdadi. So Junaid, according to some, they say, what changed his life? So they say that he was a wrestler of the king. Wrestler of the king means he was a man, when he wrestled, he always won. So the king always, so to say, betted on him. Say, where's my Junaid? Bring my Junaid. Who wants to wrestle? Bring my Junaid. But on one occasion, Junaid lost. That also hurt the king. And the problem was, the person who fought Junaid wasn't someone so strong. Junaid had taken many people down. Many people. So the king calls Junaid after that to say, I was very hurt at this last one. Had someone strong taken you down, I would have said my Junaid was beaten. But I'm embarrassed at the moment. How did he take you down? And Junaid then said to the king that, I think I'm giving up wrestling now. Also. Because normally when you lose, now you say, my time to retire. But what had happened is, before the fight, the man came up to him and said, you've won a lot in life. And your name is known. And you already earned so much. He said, you know me, I don't really have wealth. I came here just in the hope that if I win this, my family can get some sustenance. He said, let me tell you something. I'm from the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we don't take zakat. But my family is not in a good state. So before the match now, Junaid is thinking of his sentence. That I'll win another match. If I lose it, my izzat is gone. That's my last match. After you lose one, you rather retire. After you lose one, you rather retire. So Junaid says, I think about it. And he says, but Allah already gave me enough. So I go in front of the person, I fight, and lost my izzat. Value doesn't always come when you stand up for your rights. Many a time value comes when you let your rights go. So Junaid loses. And the king also tells him, I'm also embarrassed. And Junaid says, it's time for retiring. And that night he has a dream where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you let your izzat go for my family. Allah will now honor you. Allah will now honor you. Allah tabarak ta'ala just opened up his path. From where he started and where he reached, he became known as Sayyidu Ta'ifa, the leader of the Jama'at of the Uliya. The leader of the Jama'at of the Uliya. Qadr. This is a night of value.
But where does value come? With character. But what is character? Character is tested at the time of anger. And character is tested at the time of wealth. لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل وتدلوا بها إلى الحكام. تدلوا بها إلى الحكام means you got context. Allah Ta'ala says, you think you got context. You just tell that person, just sign it here. The judge will sign. You in charge of the inheritance. They told you, Sheikh, you handle it. The father says to his son, you the only alim in the family. I make you the executor. He trusts his son because his son is an alim. When money comes, suddenly the money blinded the knowledge of the alim. Knowledge. Now everyone is speaking. Everyone is speaking that Mufti Saab, he's the executor. لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل. May Allah Tabarakatuhu allow our Ramadan must finish one Ramadan. Where the ending, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. I will now translate this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Hopefully you will one day learn how to say no. Hopefully you will one day learn how to say no. That's taqwa. When you say no, that animal can't say no. Have you ever seen the hungry animal and you throw the food? And you tell the animal, stop! And the animal runs. And it hears the master say no. And the animal just stops. Two animals have this ability. One is a bird, like a falcon. It works well with the falcon. One is a dog, cheetah. These are called hunting animals. They say a lion can never be a hunting animal. A bear can never be a hunting. Hunting means hunting for me and you. Allah Ta'ala allowed man to use a dog or a bird for hunting purposes. But there's a law called mu'allam. Mu'allam, it must be trained. If it is trained, a haram animal can make another animal halal for you. A haram animal. The dog is haram. The falcon is haram. If it is trained, you can read Allah's name and send it. So that falcon, I always knew how a dog hunts. You see a dog, but to see a falcon, that's something else. We went to a certain place where they showed us a falcon. That is why people spend like millions to buy that falcon. How well you can train that falcon and how fast that falcon moves. Where you thought of the cheetah, the fastest on land, you can go later on research this. See the speed of the falcon in the sky. So the falcon is gone up. You're looking at it, you can't pick it up. It's there in the clouds. You can't pick it up. And because this is that man's falcon, sometimes in the sky, another falcon comes to attack this falcon. Now you're looking, my million. That man even screams like, ah! Because it's his falcon. Million will go. As that other falcon comes, this falcon which is flying turns around. And the two of them, this one grabs and they grab with claws. And that's where they're trying to fight. As long as only one falcon comes to attack, the son here gets saved because he just turns around. They grab each other, hold, and flies away. But if another falcon now comes, and this one is grabbed, that one will just come from under and just knock it. And then 1 million gone. Just like 1 million. That's why that man will scream, ah! That falcon now, as it's moving so far, this man will make an indication with his hand. And that falcon, where it's so far, it's looking at its master. Even if he doesn't say anything, he'll just lift up his hand like this. And from nowhere, that falcon, like a bullet, will come and land. So fast. So you're standing there and the man says that don't look at the falcon because when it's going to drop from the sky, you will not be able to follow it with your eyes. He said, you just look straight. straight. And by your nose, you will just feel that wind. Then you must know the falcon is gone past. So it will drop like a bullet, and then it will fly past your nose. And he said, what I'm going to do, I got a dead chicken here. I'm going to throw this chicken up. So the chicken will just go up, and before it hits the ground, the falcon is going to come from the clouds. It's going to land here. It's going to turn here, go through everyone's nose, and it's going to grab the chicken, and you will see it on that branch. And then everyone looks in front, and he throws the chicken. And you can just feel that wind as that thing goes past your nose. And the next thing you look, you'll see one falcon with chicken there on the branch. So fast. But the sign of a trained falcon is, as soon as the master calls it, it must respond immediately, no matter what it's doing. So even if this falcon is busy with another chicken there, or if the falcon found one female falcon, and the two of them are saying, hi, how are you? As soon as he lifts his hand, the falcon responds. You will say, this falcon has learned taqwa. When it learned taqwa, how to say no, my master called me. Forget all my desires. Immediate response. A haram bird makes a halal animal halal for the master. That he can now send this falcon to hunt for him. So he'll walk with the falcon in the hunting lands, and then he'll see one springbuck. And then he'll tell the falcon, go. And that falcon, with that speed, will go and pick it up. That thing moves so fast that you'll see a duck will be looking in the sky. And as soon as it sees a falcon in the clouds, the duck goes in the water. You'll wonder, it's there. That duck knows when that thing drops, it's like a bullet. Like a bullet. One small boy was running. The trainer said, grab him. We looked like shocked, like why? He said, if that other falcon has to see this boy alone, as a bullet it will come, pick him up and take him out. He said, you don't play in this area with small children. So fast it comes. He said, don't let that boy go there. Falcon's in the front. Falcon's in the front. But that falcon, when it learned taqwa, he can send it for an animal. A haram animal can make that animal halal for the master. The falcon learned taqwa. Imagine if this insan can learn taqwa. You will do miracles in the world. The ability to say no. May Allah tawarfala give it to me. When anger comes and when wealth comes. I see that million in front, it's mine. Allah tawarfala said, you fasted for 30 days. لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل وتدلوا بها إلى الحكام. You're using our context and you know what you're doing. Say, don't. You look at the thing. Say, 30 days I fasted for what? To learn how to say no. During that every day, the food was in front. I wanted it. I said, no. I practiced. The drink was in front. I practiced. A halal wife was in front. I wanted. I said, no. I walked away. I learned how to walk away. Although I had desire, I learned. No. My Allah said, no, game over. It's no. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the practice more in Ramadan. He said, when you're fasting and someone irritates you, فَإِن سَابَّهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَ. Someone says, let's fight, let's fight. Then you must say, إِنِّي إِمْرُؤٌ صَائِمٌ. I can't. I'm fasting. Why? I'm practicing. This is my practice. I don't know if you all know someone. Everyone knows someone called Khabib. I don't know, I retired, resigned, Khabib. Someone comes and says, let's go have coffee. Say, I'm practicing, I can't have coffee, I'm practicing. Me and you must say, I'm practicing. Say, let's fight. Say, no, I'm practicing for the bigger fight. I'm practicing. What's the bigger fight? I have to learn to say, no. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Whoever can get this. If the falcon can do miracles when it learned how to say no, a lion can't. A bear, they say a bear can't. A leopard, they say you can't. See, these are animals, no matter how much you train them, they turn against their master. Say, these are not. Say, leave them. You can't use them. Say, the falcon. Say, the cheetah. Say, even a dog, it can do for you. May Allah tabarak ta'ala teach me and you 30 days of fasting. Learn how to say no from wealth and from anger. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Thank you.